under some cloud cover and a cooling breeze, Sunday was, by most accounts, a beautiful time for hiking or, said Rashad Graves, biking the renovated pedestrian bridge and newly paved Skyline and Trinity River trails below.
I'm just enjoying it because I like to ride when the weather is nice. It's a perfect day to ride. I better enjoy the weather while I can before it starts getting hot. And especially it's nice because it rides along the Trinity River.
Scientists Jennifer and Luke Kohler rode their bikes here on trails from Dallas's M Streets. Children Magley and Ozette were safely buckled in to rear cargo seats.
It's awesome. It's cool. It's nice to look at. There's people out and about. We can ride our bikes here. What's not to love?
The more we can do on the trail, the better. Less times we have to go where all the cars are.
Cars used to roll across this bridge, built in 1933. Now they drive the newly flood-protected Sylvan Avenue Bridge on one side or the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge next door on the other. Dallasite Linda Alonzo says the Continental Park offers the perfect view of the Calatrava-designed White Arch Bridge.
I was totally against it at the beginning, but it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty.
I've seen it at a distance, but never on the bridge, and it's fabulous.
The entire Reyes family's impressed, too. They all left Frisco before sunrise on Father's Day to run the 5K Revel Run. Dad Paul Reyes remembers this part of West Dallas when he attended medical school at UT Southwestern.
I think it'll open it up, and I've been here 30 years, and I remember driving through this area here. I used to always think, ugh, you know? And now I think hopefully this will definitely revitalize the area and bring us. We're from Frisco.
Yes!
Sunday was a first-time visit to the bridge, trails, and this part of West Dallas for many visitors yesterday. And a lot of them said thanks to the playground, seats, water misters, shade, or the adjacent West Dallas Gateway parking lot, they intend on returning. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.